Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Right, after that sobering conversation, let's move to shift focus a little bit and go into the banking industry. And I think it's also an industry that needs to be so aware of what's happening. I mean, you have banks that are targeted specifically with all of these scams, and it costs a hell of a lot to employ the security needed to avoid it. And when you still get hit, there is an additional cost. So I think very important conversation and to raise awareness about what's happening in terms of corruption and the different ways that they are filtering into different organizations. So we move now to look at the 10th edition of Data EQ's South African Banking Sentiment Index, which analyzed about 4.8 million public social media mentions between September 2024 to the end of August 2025. And the industry recorded its strongest overall performance in 10 years, achieving an overall net sentiment of 27%. So let's find out about what this report actually told us. We've got Amy Milan, MD at Data EQ Consulting, joining us on the line. A very good evening to you, Amy.
Hi, Sumitra and team. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Amy, we're looking at overall net sentiment of 27%. Let's break that down. What I see that Discovery came in at the top position. Is that right?
So that's correct in this year's index. I think it's important that to orientate the listeners that when we talk about sentiment, mm-hmm. what we do is we determine the score by subtracting the number of complaints from praise to produce a percentage score. So naturally, a positive score means that praise was greater than complaints in this instance. And that is the case for Discovery this year when we see the bank top the ranking. So Discovery secured a net sentiment score of positive 61%, which I think is a significant feat. A lot of this was driven by praise towards the bank's rewards programs, the personal benefits on offer, and the overall banking experience as well. Consumers were also really quite happy with the strategic partnerships with the likes of Checkers and Woolworths. We did see that cited in conversation.
When we talk about Discovery, we're talking about Discovery Bank here. They've
correct.
Come onto the scene fairly recently compared to some of the other people that are listed in this sentiment index.
Yes, I think that's a fair comment. We have seen Discovery Bank show a significant continuous improvement, particularly when we compare them in rankings to last year. However, you know, the likes of Absa and FNB certainly aren't far behind. FNB coming in second position with a lot of praise towards the service offered by branch staff and the mobile app, for example. Absa as well drawing a lot of positivity towards the rewards and cashback offerings and its partnerships such as She's Next program with Visa, which supports financial empowerment as well.
So when you break down these between the praise and the compliments and we look at the net sentiment, right, what are they talking about? I see it's interesting that, you know, there's a lot on rewards and partnerships with the various stores.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. So I think that definitely is a spotlight on the focus of positive conversation. What we did actually include in this year's index, which was a new approach to what we have done previously, is looking at the focus of complaints in conversation. So we did see that one of four posts in the total conversation was a complaint, and most of that was really lent itself across the industry to be centered on customer service frustrations and elements in digital reliability and stability as well.
How important is this index, the sentiment index, for the industry? Does it signal that they are listening to consumers?
I mean, we would certainly hope so. I think the reason why we're so passionate about this base of conversation and using social and online data as an input is that we find it's often the most unfiltered view about how customers feel towards their banks.
FNB came in with 46% net sentiment, and that was supported by conversations around e-wallet, FNB Connect, and strong branch service. There does seem to be, you know, this service aspect that's coming through here.
I think that's a really fair comment. I think particularly when we zoom out and we focus on customer service as a driver across the industry, when we look at, I suppose, the negative aspect of conversation where customers feel like they could be better supported, there is mention around poor responsiveness and issue resolution. I think particularly when we focus on fraud resolution as well, claims of conflicting information being provided by brand representatives, and really just difficulty accessing meaningful support in that as well.
Are we seeing a move up compared to previous years? I mean, when we talk about the fact that they are listening to their customers and looking at this index and addressing some of the things, are you seeing a definite change in how this index has been moving over, let's look at between last year and this year, or the year before that?
I mean, we definitely have done. We know certainly when looking at the operational net sentiment is centered around conversation that's coming from customers that are seen to be in a relationship or some form of journey with a bank, absolutely. And we do see the banks continuing to focus and definitely reinforce their digital rigor. And we have seen that in the trended 10-year view as well, where we've started to see the banking industry crest into positive territory from 2021 onwards.
I see campaign-driven engagement had a substantial impact on overall positivity.
So that certainly is true, especially when we look at fostering customer advocacy online. But it is important to note that, you know, that uplift in sentiment is not uniform across all the experience areas. We do still start to see those customer feedback points around reliability, fairness, the focus on consistent service do come to the forefront. So there definitely is still a call for the banks to focus on building better, more consistent customer experiences across the board.
Do customers speak about how much trust they have in terms of their overall experience with the bank or the retailer?
Yeah, so we did see that come up in this year's index as a really prominent theme. Quite interestingly, over a quarter of all the conversation that we looked at did cite trust in some form or manner. So we see trust as an indication of how consumers see the banks as acting in their best interest. And we've looked at that across five lenses. So security, access, fairness and transparency, service and customer care, as well as elements of reliability as well. And trust as a broader overview was negative.
It's interesting because South Africa has always been, South African consumers, I mean, from having looked at research over time, there's always been this trust issue. Even when we were slowly moving on to online, it took us a lot longer to move on to online because of the trust issue. And then we had COVID that kind of like just pushed people into it because they had no other choice, and then they got into it. So then we saw this big increase. But the trust factor has been a huge one. And it's good to see that, you know, that the banks are actually seeing this and improving on this to make people more comfortable.
We definitely have seen it become a more heightened focus, not only in the digital experience, but certainly in how do we go about rectifying issues or improving security when dealing with people's money to prevent instances like fraud as well. I think it's particularly important in the case of customers that are vulnerable due to their life circumstances, whether that be due to economic reasons, their social demographic factors as well that do need to be taken into account. We are seeing calls for the banks to adopt more flexible, context-aware processes that do support these vulnerable customers during their times of financial or personal strain as well.
Did you find that customers were getting enough? I know you spoke about the responses earlier on, but there's so many new channels. And because we have online online tools that we can use, there's so many different channels now to get to the bank as opposed to just picking up the phone and complaining. And obviously you are looking at all of this. You're looking across the socials and the online space to find that. Do you find that this is also improved for, you know, opening up these channels have improved for customers? Are you finding that in their sentiment that they are happy that they have more avenues to get to whoever they want to speak to?
It's very interesting. What we typically find is that customers will turn to social media as a last resort in the instance where a traditional channel like email or call center resolution has failed them. So we do tend to see that form of cross-population and conversation, and we can trace that back to the point of origin. So we certainly do see, I suppose, an expansion in the volume there, but customers are starting to see online and social media and have it be recognized as a valid complaints resolution forum.
Was there anything that stood out that was out of the ordinary? I'm just interested to know what consumers are feeling outside of whatever we discussed.
Yeah, I think my key takeaway, if I could share, was certainly that while there's an appreciation for the affordability of banking services and products that are on offer in the market, the true test or the mettle of the banks is in being able to retain that customer through a good experience as well as digital stability as well. So it really doesn't serve us to have attractive products on entry but be unable to service that customer consistently to have them stick around and maintain that long-term value.
Do you find that that this is coming through, that the banks are actually listening to this and addressing it? Because we've seen a lot of movement in terms of becoming more competitive in terms of pricing and banking fees, because we're also a very price-sensitive market.
I definitely think we have, and I think that's evident in the uplift on rewards and trying to drive that form of advocacy as well. Naturally, I think the focus is on the products that lend itself towards that type of advocacy, but I think that would be a very interesting view potentially for us to take into our focus on 2026.
Interesting. Amy, thank you so much for enlightening us. This was very interesting. Amy Milan, MD at Data EQ Consulting.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.